Let's change tack now to the Blues. Dale Thomas, a couple of days ago, signed a deal to keep him at the Blues for his 14th AFL season in 2019. It's a good sign for him and for the footy club. And he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Daisy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are very well, thank you, sir. Nice to have you on board. Well done on the new deal. I read yesterday, I can't remember which article it was, but you said that the middle of last year or the start of last year, you thought it might have been over your career, but here you are again going in 2019.
Yeah, well, I was sort of pretty realistic in my assessment of how things are going, I guess, throughout my whole career. And you know, my form a couple of years prior wasn't ideal, and, you know, coming to the end of a contract with the club in a situation that it was, I was realistic to the fact that I had a bit of hard work ahead of me, and wasn't something I was shying away from. It was just the reality of the fact that it may have been. But fortunately enough that, you know, putting my head down, my bum up and working hard has been able to see me turn my form around, and the club's been good enough to give me another year.
How big psychologically has been the move down back, just to regenerate you and give you a bit more enthusiasm, perhaps to start again, so to speak, from the new position?
Yeah, most definitely. That's sort of, it was something that was unplanned. I played a lot of the pre-season as a forward and had got my head right around that role and trying to have impact down there. So I think it was about round three that I got thrown down back, and they said, look, you know, you've done all right. It might be something that becomes a permanent thing with the injuries and team structure and the youth that we had down there. So I threw myself at that role. I'm a halfback. You know, there's not a whole lot of defending that goes on down there anymore, which is sort of a pretty handy place to be for someone with the defensive qualities. I had to learn a bit on the way and pick and choose when you actually needed to defend, so I didn't look completely out of place. But we got, you know, Ken Bruce. I worked really close with him, and well, Cam Bruce, as he's known throughout the football world. And, you know, he sort of gave me a few pointers and a few subtle things and whatnot throughout the year. But I really enjoyed that move, working closely with Kate Chipson as well, who's another fossil down there.
Hey, Daisy, how difficult is it being an older player in a bottom team? Because regardless of your form, good, bad or indifferent, the older guys always seem to be the first ones to come in for criticism when the team is performing so badly.
Yeah, well, you're 100% right. You only sort of one or two bad games away from being, you know, almost pushed out the door. And that's the reality of it, is that if there's a kid that should be getting a game ahead of you, well, he's pretty level with you, that more times than not, they'll go with him. So it's something you understand, but it's not something that I'm threatened by. I really enjoyed teaching the younger kids this year, and also, you know, then the responsibility of making sure on game day that my performance was up to par or above par. Although I did read yesterday that Nicky Del Santo was trying to retire me after two bad kicks in one game. That was interesting. But, but yeah, the responsibility of performing for that 2 hours on Saturday is something I've always prided myself on, and this year is no different.
And what about the decision to play on? How much of it is because you just love playing footy and you want to keep doing it? And how much of it is that almost that responsibility of teaching the kids for when you go, that sort of that legacy piece?
Yeah, well, there's a balance of all of that. You know, you don't want to just be hanging around purely to teach the kids. But in saying that, you know, that's something that I really enjoyed doing this year. And we've got a lot of young talent in there who's probably really learning the difference between talent versus hard work and what it takes to be an accomplished AFL footballer. So there is that enjoyment of seeing those boys, but then also, conversely, you know, being able to perform and still thinking I've got value to add to the team on Saturday. If I didn't think I had that, I'd purely just go as a coaching role. So the football thing and making sure that I, you know, believe in my heart of hearts that I can still add value to the team is why I'm going around again, and just that enjoyment of coaching the kids will come with that.
Have you got a couple of players you can tell the Carlton fans about that maybe went under the radar a little bit, as some of the two of the younger players that maybe got a taste of AFL football that you see some real potential in, rather than the obvious top draft picks that you've got?
Well, the thing is, we've got so many. I'd probably be remiss of me to start naming, because I would miss a few, but Angus Schumacher is someone who played a bit of VFL footy, kicks the ball really well. But then Lockie O'Brien, he even played a fair bit of AFL footy this year, but coming in as a player who's played predominantly on the wing as a junior, his amazing running capacity, uses the ball really well, but then trying to figure out sort of how to get more involvement. You know, you do what you want really in under-18s, you just chase the footy, and if you're a good runner, well, you stand out. So it's a different role that he sort of had to play in terms of an unnatural role of holding wickets and things like that, which comes in the modern game. So he's someone I reckon with another pre-season is going to really take his game to the next level. Zach Fisher, we saw glimpses of how brilliant he's going to be before breaking his leg. And then blokes like Sam Petrescu, Seton too. You know, he's a really skilled player, but he'll be first to admit his year probably didn't go the way he would have liked it. So no doubt he'll be in for a big pre-season. And I think the best part about all these young boys is they're so driven to be the best they could be. They're not happy, you know, just playing games, which is a trap that I guess you can fall into when you're young and you know you're going to get a game week in, week out. They actually want to improve. Losing sucks, and they're well aware of that. So they're the ones who are going to drive the club forward.
Now, Daisy, most importantly, you're a racing man. Have you got any long-term tips? Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup? Have you got any little insights for us?
No, I haven't got any insights, although I was at an MRC Caulfield Cup lunch the other day, which was of good value. We got stuck into the major sponsor there, which was terrific. Thanks to Stella Artois for hosting. And Penfolds, what a great combination. So you will find me trackside at some point. But in terms of the long-range tips, I haven't been doing a whole lot of watching the races of late. I've been otherwise engaged.
Outstanding. Are you related to...
into that, whatever you want.
Are you related to Brian Kruger, the VRC chairman?
I certainly am. That's my uncle, Brian. So... He'll probably be the one to go to, really. But I'm not sure he can give away any information or tips now if that's considered insider trading. But Kruger's a great man. He's doing great things down there.
Well, he's got a brand new grandstand he should check out too, I'm sure, through the spring. I reckon he will get you back side, track side, as they said all those years ago. Good on you, Daisy. Nice to chat, mate. Well done on the new deal. Look forward to seeing you in Navy next year.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.